I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Upper Marlboro at 49 and some parts of our area could fall to 40.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up, we're following two developing local stories.
An encampment protesting the war in the Middle East draws hundreds of local students in Foggy Bottom. I'm Scott Gelman.
That is at GW University tonight. And LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels, now a Washington Commander, picked second overall in the draft tonight. Also,
a strict curfew announced for one of the busiest parts of Prince George's and National Harbor. I'm John Doman.
Several area police officers will soon be out of a job. Washington Post courts and crime reporter Tom Jackman, he was at that courthouse in Lower Manhattan watching today's testimony in the Donald Trump hush money trial. We'll get an update from him at 10:15. It's 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. After oral arguments, the U.S. Supreme Court now considers the issue of absolute presidential immunity involving former President Donald Trump's alleged efforts to subvert the results of the 2020 election. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson's take.
Even if it's not all official acts, maybe it's just that there's immunity from criminal prosecution if a congressional statute doesn't specifically say, and this includes the president. All of which is to say, I heard all of the justices trying to figure out where do we draw the line.
Developments in Trump's New York criminal trial alleging the falsifying of business documents in connection with so-called hush money payments. CBS's Errol Barnett on testimony by former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker about former Playboy model Karen McDougal.
Pecker testified that Cohen said, quote, the boss will take care of it as it relates to the payment. And that directly implicates Donald Trump.
Prosecutors in New York are setting the groundwork for a retrial. CBS's Jerika Duncan says a New York appeals court has overturned Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction on the grounds he did not receive a fair trial.
CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
He would get a more fair trial, according to the Court of Appeals, because these other prior bad act witnesses will be excluded.
The decision comes more than 4 years after the 72-year-old was found guilty and sentenced to 23 years in prison for sexually assaulting two women.
Pro-Palestinian protests fire up at more schools like Atlanta's Emory University. The protests have prompted the University of Southern California to cancel its main stage graduation, citing safety concerns. At UCLA, alumna Kaya Shaw.
Our university, UCLA, is invested in corporations that are directly profiting off of the Israeli genocide of Palestinian people. And that is why we are here today.
An encampment has also popped up at Northwestern University near Chicago. Tennessee's Republican-controlled state house gives final approval on first-in-the-nation legislation criminalizing adults who help minors receive gender-affirming care without parental consent. Venice becomes the first city in the world to impose an entry fee for day visitors. CBS's Vicki Barker.
29 dates considered peak tourist congestion periods now attract a €5, roughly $5, fee to any tourist who's visiting Venice for the day only. This tourist thinks it might work.
I probably wouldn't come in on that day.
This one says it won't.
We'll just have to pay because we want to be here.
A sentiment echoed by many residents of Venice who say the fee is too low to discourage the mass tourism that's making their lives a misery.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
10:03 here on WTOP on this Thursday evening, April 25th, 2024. Hyattsville at 51. Some of us are dropping to 40 overnight. And good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. Hundreds of students from universities across our area gathered on George Washington University's campus today to protest the Israel-Hamas war. The crowd has thinned out some, but there are people there who seem to be intent on spending the night in this yard at GW. WTOP's Scott Gelman reports plans to have police intervene were quashed.
No peace on stolen land!
No peace on
standing around several tents,
we don't want no Tuesday.
Hundreds of local students and other demonstrators are calling on George Washington University leadership to divest from companies that support Israel.
I want to take part in this to show my solidarity and be on the right side of history.
They're holding signs that say things like end U.S. aid for Israel and waving Palestinian flags. Here at University Yard on GW's campus, a smaller group of students is holding an Israeli and American flag and watching on as the pro-Palestinian group becomes larger.
I can guarantee you that people protesting here either have no idea what they're talking about or they're diametrically opposed to any two-state solution that provides self-determination for both Israelis and Palestinians.
University leaders initially planned to have D.C. police clear the encampment at 7 o'clock, but that didn't happen. In a statement, the university says the encampment is unauthorized use of campus space. It says it's working with D.C. police on how to handle the situation. In Northwest D.C., Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Here's some fresh reporting from the GW Hatchet tonight. That organizers are preparing overnight arrangements there. One speaker said that they would obtain more tents if they needed. The crowd has thinned to about 200 people in the yard. More than 20 tents up. They can likely handle that. One organizer tells the GW Hatchet, "We will make sure that everybody has a place to sleep." We'll keep watching it for you here on WTOP. Now, earlier, a walkout and rally at Georgetown University as well over the Israel-Hamas war. Those students ended up walking over to GW. WTOP's Kate Ryan.
Selena Al-Shahabi with Students for Justice for Palestine helped organize the rally at Georgetown University. The students want the school to divest from companies that have contracts with Israeli defense interests. The group also wants a working group for Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim students. Al-Shahabi says she lost two close relatives in the attacks on Gaza after October 7th.
And there was absolutely no support to support me through that hard time. There wasn't any mental health support.
A Jewish student who didn't want to be identified said she's pro-Israel, and she said while she doesn't feel physically unsafe on campus, it's her view that the protest adds to an unsafe environment for Jewish students at the school. In Georgetown, Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
More coverage tonight at WTOP.com. It's 10:06. The Washington Commanders now have a new quarterback after this first round of the NFL draft tonight. The Burgundy and Gold took LSU quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels with the second overall pick in the NFL draft. This was a little less than 2 hours ago. WTOP Sports Director, Commanders beat reporter George Wallace on the selection.
I think this is a pick that it seems like a lot of people had him as the second best, or some even had him as the best overall player in this draft. So a quarterback that Washington is getting, and I know, you know, it's people are hesitant, you know, that 2012, they took Robert Griffin III, Heisman Trophy winner. But keep in mind, this organization was in a lot different place than it is right now. Daniel seems very excited to get going.
D.C. native and USC quarterback Caleb Williams went number one overall to the Chicago Bears. And a little more about Daniels. George told us last hour that he believes that Jaden Daniels really has to get started as the starting QB and get used to the NFL, the speed of the game, and just jump right in there and get going rather than sit out a year and watch some veterans play. Well, a melee involving hundreds of teens in National Harbor last weekend has moved Prince George's County leaders to action. Starting tomorrow, an emergency curfew is being reinstated in the area, pending new legislation from the county council. Let's get that story from WTOP's John Doman.
At least through the weekend, anyone 16 or under will have to be accompanied by a parent or guardian from 5 p.m. until 6 a.m. the next morning under an emergency declaration from County Executive Angela Alsobrooks.
National Harbor creates millions of dollars in tax revenue for Maryland and creates many more opportunities for our residents. But as a result of this unruly behavior, some National Harbor businesses have been forced to close early.
If we encounter any unaccompanied minor,
Police Chief Malik Aziz,
officers will talk to them to see if they fall under one of the exceptions, and if not, officers will work to contact their parents and our guardians to have the child picked up if necessary.
At National Harbor, John Dome in WTOP News.
Still ahead on WTOP, how much higher will home prices go this year? Why the people who serve your food at Chipotle are being told to hold the chicken. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart, but integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Right here on WTOP, we are checking in again with Bob in the traffic center.
On 95 southbound after Newington and heading toward Lorton, a work zone getting by single file to the left. Had another one farther ahead, though, after Dale City, where you get by single file to the right. 66 is good to go, but Interloop, that is quite slow from the Dulles Toll Road to Maryland. The work zone at Carter Rock has only two lanes getting by to the left. And Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound, believe it to be a work zone after 410. With a single lane getting by. North of the Beltway, you're good to go on both, 95 and the BW Parkway. Southbound 29 at Burnt Mills Avenue, crash on the right side, can't make the right turn onto Burnt Mills. Northbound lanes are open. 50 out to the Bay Bridge, though, still has delays. It is slow from about Cape St. Clair Road. I suppose people are getting a jump on what promises to be a warm weekend. As a result, there is a backup there. One lane getting by each direction on the westbound span. Eastbound span is out of service once again tonight. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson, a Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. Bob Imler, WTOP Traffic.
All right, Bob, it's time for Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Definitely cool today with our temperatures in the 50s and two more cool days coming your way for Friday and Saturday before a major warm-up starting on Sunday. Pretty warm stretch that will go through the mid part of next week. Now, this evening, our temperatures drop to the lower 50s and overnight about 40 to 48 degrees. It is going to remain dry. Sunshine back for your Friday, 62 to 65 degrees. Saturday, forecasting 63 for a high temperature with a chance for some scattered showers. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Gaithersburg at 50, Arlington 51, Lanham 49, down to 40 overnight in our coldest suburbs. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money News 10 and 40 past the hour. We're going to go to Jeff Claypool.
Economic growth slowed to a nearly two-year low in the first quarter, sending the market sharply lower in Thursday session. The Dow finished the day down 375 points. That was 1%. The National Association of Realtors says home prices will rise 1.8% this year and another 1.8% next. Chipotle is telling its workers not to put chicken on their staff meals because of a shortage in customer demand. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Let's take a look at the Asia-Pacific markets. Mostly higher. Tokyo stocks up 0.5%. South Korea's KOSPI is up 1%. But Australia's ASX 200, it's down 1.25%. Still ahead here on WTOP, we had many more hours of testimony in former President Trump's hush money trial in New York. We'll check in with a Washington Post reporter who was there today in Lower Manhattan. Stay with us.
Hey, it's Brett from Bull Oak. Are you struggling from ED? We've got a groundbreaking solution that's transformed the lives of thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 50 clinical studies, including research from prestigious Cambridge University. It revitalizes blood flow by repairing blood vessels, all without the need for pills or the worry of side effects. If you're ready to end your ED struggles, call us now. Not only will you get a free assessment and blood flow ultrasound, we're also throwing in your first treatment free on us. That's right. Give us a call and schedule an appointment, and we'll get you your first treatment free. This is a $600 value, and it's yours free if you call in the next 2 minutes. Call 703-337-1919. That's 703-337-1919. Guys, it's time to reclaim your love life and put an end to your ED. 703-337-1919. Call Bull Oak now to qualify. 703-337-1919.
Coming up, more cargo ships are making their way through the port of Baltimore now after the Key Bridge collapse and some cargo repairs and salvage operations. More from WTOP in 60 seconds.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
It's 10:14, and we're glad you're here. Catch and kill, checkbook journalism, secret deals. Some observers say testimony by former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker during former President Trump's hush money trial has been shocking even for people who bring a healthy degree of skepticism whenever they read the tabloids. Pecker has taken the stand again to reveal details of a deal he made with Donald Trump prior to his first presidential campaign to boost his candidacy, denigrate his rivals, and silence embarrassing stories. The Enquirer has a scandalous reputation, but has also been an iconic part of American culture. Those familiar with journalism history will tell you that its reporters once broke some genuine news. A small milestone in the trial now, with the prosecution ending its questioning of Pecker tonight and a bit of cross-examination before the trial ended for the day. Washington Post courts and crime reporter Tom Jackman was with us with his main takeaway from the testimony.
The takeaway remains that he knew, David Pecker knew, that paying this money to these people, to Karen McDougal, to a guy who had a baloney story about Trump with a love child, he knew that those counted as campaign contributions and campaign violations when they weren't reported. And so he knew that they were, you know, sort of breaking the law by doing this, although in general, catch and kill, the practice of purchasing someone's story and then not publishing it, there's nothing illegal about that in general. And it turns out that the Inquirer had been doing that for many years, as we all suspected, and some big names got thrown out in that respect, including Arnold Schwarzenegger and Mark Wahlberg and Tiger Woods and Rahm Emanuel. So those were some eye-openers.
Karen McDougal, very quickly for anybody who doesn't know, and I know a lot of people do, is a former Playboy model who said that she had an intimate relationship with Donald Trump. Tell us how far the defense got today. Anything noteworthy there, or was really just a few minutes?
Well, they started to say, they're making the argument, look, this guy's been doing this for years. He wasn't doing it just to help Trump. This was the standard business practice of the Inquirer, to catch and kill stories for people that they liked. And so this way, it wasn't a cover-up of election fraud, because this was just standard operating procedure for the National Enquirer.
When we last left you, you were in the overflow room. You could not see jury reaction, but you did have a good view of former President Trump. Were you still in that room today?
I was. It's going to be a battle to get into the real courtroom. But in the meantime, we do have a good view of Trump. He definitely wasn't sleeping today. He was very attentive to Pecker's testimony. And in fact, Pecker said at the end of the direct examination, the prosecutor said, you actually, you know, don't have anything against Donald Trump. And he said, no, I think Trump is great. He was my mentor. He called me in 2001 after, you may recall, there was anthrax mailed to the National Enquirer, and it killed one of the editors there. And he said Trump was the first person that called me and offered me help. And then they sort of started this symbiotic relationship when The Apprentice blew up and Trump was feeding the Enquirer hot stories about The Apprentice.
Very interesting. Was there movement on whether Mr. Trump will face some kind of punishment for violating the judge's gag order?
No, there was just more motions by the government, including stuff today. Trump made a stop somewhere in Midtown and talked to people and made some more comments. And those were brought to the judge within an hour of Trump having made them. So there's a hearing next week on Wednesday to discuss what might happen with that.
Washington Post courts and crime reporter Tom Jackman, who joined us from Lower Manhattan, covering the former president's hush money trial in New York. Top stories here on WTOP. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators on college campuses continue to grow from coast to coast. That includes locally, where about 200 people are intent on spending the night out in a yard at GW, although the university has said it wants them out of that location. We're watching that situation closely. The Washington Commanders have chosen LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels with the second overall pick in tonight's NFL draft. Some observers say Daniels was the best player in this draft. Starting tomorrow, a curfew for teenagers going into effect at National Harbor in Prince George's County. It comes after a huge fight there last weekend. Keep it here for full details on WTOP. Now we're going to go to Bob Immler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Beltway Interloop, heavy and slow from just after the Dulles Toll Road and getting into Maryland. It is the work zone that is set up at Carter Rock. Two left lanes get by very slowly there. On 66, you're good to go. 395 also runs without delay between the Beltway and the 14th Street Bridge. Southbound 95 after Newington toward Lorton. It is two left lanes that are getting by the work zone there. On southbound 95, there had been a crash south of Dale City. The crash cleared. Thought they had set up a work zone, but apparently that is not the case, or if they did, they picked it up. In any case, it is open now southbound in Prince William County on 95. Northbound at Route 17 in Falmouth, single right lane is blocked and getting by there without delay. In Maryland, 95, Baltimore-Washington Parkway and 270, each running without delay. 50 out to the Bay Bridge, though, still has some slow traffic. Even at this late hour, as only one lane is open in each direction of the Bay Bridge for maintenance, eastbound span is closed, so it's the westbound span holding all of the traffic. Bob Imler, WTOP Traffic.
Next, we're going to Veronica Johnson, 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Tracking not one, but two more cool days. At least tomorrow, we're going to have more sunshine. Now, this evening, our temperature is dropping off into the lower 50s with scattered clouds, no rain expected, and overnight becoming partly cloudy. First thing Friday, 40 to 48 degrees, and for Friday afternoon, anywhere between 62 and 65 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Now, on Saturday, mostly cloudy skies expected, a chance of showers with a warm front will be between 60 and 65, still cool, but then the front is north of us on Sunday and temperatures will soar into the mid-80s with sunshine. 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson here in the First Alert Weather Center.
Tonight in Reston, we're at 49, Bethesda 52, National Mall 54. Some parts of our area could be down to 40 overnight. Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Coming up on WTOP, a high school athletic director north of Baltimore accused of using artificial intelligence to make it sound like a principal was making racist remarks. We'll get into that story coming up in about 90 seconds.
Did you know, for every wish Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic grants, there are three or more children with critical illnesses that need your support. My name is Emma, I'm 14 years old, and I have epilepsy. Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic granted my wish to go to Discovery Cove with my family, where I swam with dolphins, went to the aquarium. It was an amazing experience. Thank you, Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic. Donate today at dmvwishes.org to help more kids like me get their wishes granted. That's dmvwishes.org.
Hello, my name is Amy Blaken, and I am the CEO of Client Solution Architects. With more than 40 years' experience, CSA has been a partner of choice to the federal government delivering mission-focused integrated technology and operational support services. Our global employee population consists of more than 52% veteran and military spouses that are at the forefront of our clients' mission. Bearing witness to the power of a wish and creating bonds with our adopted wish kids, like Emma, is a uniquely inspirational experience. The acts of kindness and generosity on behalf of our employees is a testament to living our vision. CSA is making a positive impact to the lives of others, giving back to the communities we operate in. From the messages behind the reason to give to the dedicated wish kids that became a part of CSA's family, our thriving partnership with Operation Dreammaker continues to bring life-changing hope to children and their families. Please visit dmvwishes.org for more information.
You're listening to WTOP News.
10:22, and I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thanks very much for being with us. Well, authorities in Maryland, northwest of Baltimore in Baltimore County, say a high school athletic director used artificial intelligence to impersonate a principal on an audio recording, making it sound like that principal was saying hateful things. They say the clip contained racist and anti-Semitic remarks and quickly spread on social media. The principal was temporarily removed from his post at Pikesville High School in Baltimore County. County police say that DeJean Darien faked the recording in January following discussions with the principal that his contract would not be renewed. Darien was accused of theft at the school. He now faces charges of theft, disrupting school activities, and retaliating against a witness. The first commercial ship made its way through the deeper channel near the collapsed Key Bridge site in Baltimore earlier today, and other container ships then followed. A limited number of commercial ships will use the 35-foot deep channel between now and Tuesday to leave the port of Baltimore, where several have been stuck since the huge container ship hit the bridge last month, causing it to collapse. The Coast Guard and the captain of the port will decide which ships and how many will use the deeper channel. The limited access channel will close again next week as crews continue recovery and salvage work. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to reopen the 50-foot-deep channel by the end of May, and then you're really back in business in the Port of Baltimore. Although a lot of cleanup, a lot of dangerous work is still ahead. The next time you order Domino's Pizza and you tip your delivery driver, you could get a tip too. The pizza giant has started a new promotion. It's called You Tip, We Tip. If you add a $3 tip or more on your online Domino's order, you'll get a coupon for $3 off your next pie. The promotion begins next week. You may be saving a little money on pizza, but you'll be spending on Metro. Metro has approved its budget for next year and will avoid the drastic service cuts it threatened back in December. But it's raising fares by 12.5%, as well as freezing wages for Metro employees. In July, the base fare will go up to $2.25. The max will be $6.75. At today's board meeting, member Joe McAndrew called for the region to find a better funding model for all of Metro.
It's not perfect, and until there's a adequate funding source for WMATA long-term, it will never be perfect. So to that point, we've done our bit. We've got ourselves a year, maybe two, but the job's not done.
The budget depends on additional funding commitments from D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, with both Virginia and D.C. still needing to approve their own budgets. It's 10:25.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
10:25, as we say, Rob is here, another exciting NFL draft night.
Yeah, that's right. More than midway through the first round of the 2024 NFL draft in Detroit, it's already historic because quarterbacks went with six of the first 12 picks for the first time in draft history. Washington took Jaden Daniels second overall. He was the middle of three straight quarterbacks at the top of the draft, and we're still waiting to see if Washington trades back into the first round using some of those second rounders. GM Adam Peters told ESPN's Pat McAfee earlier.
You move up, you move down, whatever you think is the best thing for your team. So we're prepared to do that. I was lucky to walk into a situation where we had six picks on the first 2 days. So we have the ability to do that. If it's for the right guy, we will. If not, we'll be really happy standing Pat. There's a lot of good guys there at 36 and 40 and beyond.
Peters also said it was a process, but they knew the pick would be Jaden Daniels at two for a while. Caleb Williams, the first D.C. native to go first overall, and his former high school teammate Olu Fashanu, surrounded by dozens of friends and family in Waldorf, selected 11th overall by the New York Jets. The big stunner of the night, Michael